Hey, what's up? Hello. Welcome to Sounds Fake But Okay, a podcast for an arrow ace girl. I'm Sarah, that's me.
And a bi-demisexual girl, that's me, Kayla.
Talk about all things to do with love, relationships, sexuality, and pretty much anything else we just don't understand.
On today's episode, Gold Star Asexuality.
Sounds fake, but okay. Where is the emergency? Why do you have to pass me 12 times?
There's probably an emergency somewhere, I would guess.
It's kind of like how it's 5 o'clock somewhere. Mm. There's an emergency somewhere.
I mean, that's, yeah, probably. There's probably always an emergency somewhere.
There's probably an emergency within, like, every square mile at any time.
I don't know if I would go that far. There's a lot of square miles where there's nothing.
It depends on, I guess, depending on population density. So, like, if we're in, like, Beijing, of emergencies in a square mile, you know?
Okay, so you're spreading them out.
If we're in just the fields of Kansas,
yeah,
fewer.
Okay.
We really need to do it by like, per capita population density.
Yeah.
Driving home from work today, I was like, I want this to be an efficient podcast.
That's so interesting because we didn't start until after 11 p.m. and we're already not being efficient.
I didn't leave work until after 7, okay? Listen. Anyway,
but then you said
welcome that. Back to the pod.
Hello.
Also, it doesn't help that since we didn't pod last week, we haven't, like, had conversations.
We haven't talked our mouths in, like, years, perhaps.
So,
too much
helping.
Energy.
Anyway, hi people. How are you?
We're back. Hi.
We're doing a podcast. Do we have any housekeeping or shall we try and regain our efficiency?
Okay, I do have one thing, but it's not going to help the efficiency.
Oh no.
Okay, I would like to make a call for people to send me things in the mail.
Okay. Yeah.
When I was a child, I collected buttons because I just think they're cute. And when you buy new clothes, at least back in the day, you'd get a little plastic baggie and there would be extra buttons for if a button fell off of your shirt, you could sew it back on and it would be a matching mm-hmm. button or whatever. They don't do that so much anymore, which upsets me.
Sometimes, but
not as much as you would like. So anyway, I found my old button collection and I was like, I'm going to get back into collecting my buttons. And I found a really cute dish at the antique store. And I said, this is where my buttons will live. And I was at my parents' house and I stole a bunch of my mom's buttons. I didn't steal them. I asked for them and she gave them to me. Anyway, I was like, you know what I could do is crowdsource buttons because I have a PO box and there's probably people with buttons. I don't want your buttons that you need. Okay. And I don't want you to buy buttons.
Right.
If you just have
spare
them.
Spare
buttons around. If you have them, I have a PO box.
And look,
you can just put them in there.
If you're just sending one or two buttons, you could totally get away with not putting extra postage on that.
Yeah, why would you just put it in like an envelope like it's a letter?
Yeah. I mean, if you have like 12 buttons you're sending, it would probably make it a little heavy and you might want to be safe.
If they're plastic buttons, though, they're not that heavy.
Yeah, that's fair.
And sometimes people put a lot of paper in an envelope.
I always err on the side of caution. I filed my taxes.
I literally would have never thought of adding extra postage in my life. So that's where the two of us are.
Great.
Didn't even cross my mind.
I sent my taxes in the mail because my dad has TurboTax and he only has so many e-files for free.
Nice.
And so I had to send mine in the mail. And the thing about California state taxes is you also have to include your entire federal tax return. So
ew.
It's like 40 pages.
Oh my God.
So it was like this thick ass envelope. And I was like,
good.
This definitely requires 2 stamps.
Yeah. Anyway. I wouldn't have thought of that. Anyway.
I stole the stamps from work. I didn't use my own stamps.
It's fine. Yeah.
I do have a lot of my own stamps because sometimes I like to buy them when they seem interesting. But
when they're pretty.
And
yeah.
They're forever stamps. They're not going to get
right here on my desk. They are forever stamps.
American
flags. They're boring.
Too.
I know. I've had these for like maybe a decade. Anyway, I'll put my PO box in the description of the episode. I'll put Sarah's too. She deserves a present. Don't send her the buttons. Send me the buttons.
Send Kayla the buttons.
It's me, Kayla. Send me the buttons. Send Sarah something else.
Send the buttons to Boston.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, buttons to Boston. Oh my God, I'm going to start a nonprofit. Buttons to Boston.
And send
Coca-Cola to California.
No, don't do that, please.
But you need it.
First of all, Cherry Coke
to California.
First of all, I've been able to access my Cherry Coke just fine recently, except for the fact that it's been ungodly expensive.
Yeah.
But something that starts with an L or something that starts with an N, either would work.
Oh, I see. Not the state. Send legumes to Los Angeles.
I don't like legumes.
You don't like licorice, do you?
Lice. No!
Los Angeles.
Don't! I think that's actually like a crime.
That's a crime, for sure. Send lipstick to Los Angeles.
No, please don't. No, well, because California in particular is really picky about bringing agricultural products into the state.
That's fair. You shouldn't send lice anywhere.
So
send, do you like lollipops?
Certain flavors. We're going to stop. Don't send me mail if you want, but don't feel obliged to send me things.
That's fair. You don't have to feel obliged to send me buttons either, but
I think you should feel obliged.
Probably just sitting there in your mom's sewing basket, in the cookie tin that doesn't have cookies anymore. It's sewing supplies. Yeah. Okay, go in there.
I recently bought a travel size sewing kit, so I now own my own sewing kit. I am a big girl.
That's amazing.
Anyway,
okay, now for real.
Now for real. Kayla, what are we talking about this week?
This week, we're talking about something that definitely sounds fake to me and sounds stupid, if I may be so bold.
Foolish,
if you will. And that is the concept of gold star asexuality, or quote-unquote actual asexuals. Sarah's holding up a gold star and also other colored stars to the screen.
It's several colors of stars, but it does include gold.
Yeah. Gold, yeah. I thought of this because while I was away last week, I spoke on a panel at a communications conference.
Oh, I forgot you did that.
Yeah, it was lovely. Some communications scholars that like our podcast and our book invited me, and it was in Michigan, and I was like, I would like to go there anyway. But the panel was about very oriented aces, which is a word that I had not heard before, I think. But it's people that you have an ace identity and also another identity.
Yeah.
Of a different, that doesn't match.
Of a different flavor.
Me being bi-demi, and there was other people of other flavors. And I forget the context, but the actual asexual Reddit came up, and it reminded me of its upsetting existence.
I don't like that.
And I was like, I don't think we've done a full episode on this, so why the heck not spend an episode being angry at people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
You know how, because white people are awful, all white people are bad?
I do know.
You know?
Yeah.
Does that mean that, since definitionally I am a gold star ace, does that make me bad?
I mean, I would...
Let's define it for the kids at home.
Okay. So, yes, gold star asexuality, similar to being I'm a gold star gay.
Yeah.
I will define it the way that the actual asexual Reddit defines it.
Oof.
How about that? Yeah. So don't go there unless you're one of these people. I cannot imagine any of these people would like to listen to our podcast because I don't think they like demisexuality.
Probably not.
So I cannot imagine you're here.
But if you are,
no one go to this Reddit.
Have an open mind, okay? I hope you enjoy this podcast episode.
I don't think you will. But anyway, so I'm just going to say don't go to
this
Reddit.
We're keeping our arms open to welcome them into the community.
Sure. Anyway, so the actual asexual Reddit is for people who are asexuals who do not experience sexual attraction and do not experience primary sexual desire. So these are people that are asexual. That's it. No micro labels, anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
They do not feel any sexual attraction ever, and mm-hmm. they will not be having sex. Thank you very much.
What do they mean by primary?
That's such a good question.
Is there a secondary?
I don't have an answer. I don't know.
Okay.
So basically, these are people that are like, I am just asexual. I do not have sex. I never feel sexual desire. I've never had sex with anyone. And so I am the epitome of being asexual. And I am a gold star.
Perfect ace. Yeah.
Yes. So it's basically like a gay man being like, well, I never have had sex with a woman or dated a woman.
Mm.
And so I'm a gold star gay and I'm perfect.
And therefore, platonic I'm ideal. Better than you. And
yeah, like more pure and whatever.
Yeah.
Which is stupid for so many reasons. So basically, the actual asexual Reddit is just a bunch of people who have left the broader asexuality Reddit and are upset at that Reddit for people being in there being like, ace people can and do have sex.
What do they talk about in the actual asexual Reddit? What is there to discuss?
Well, so a lot of it is like discussing the other asexuality Reddit is a lot of it. And then
I mean, okay, you're obsessed with this. We get it.
Yeah, no, literally. And then others that are things that I think would be similar to the asexuality Reddit, just of like, this is my experience being ace, or like, oh, okay. It's so annoying when this happens, or, you know.
It's just a more limited scope of the types of conversations. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
They're going to hate this episode, man. They're going to hate. These people have a lot of feelings, and they are not going to like this.
Great. I hope they all listen.
Anyway. Me too. Please don't talk to us.
Unless it's to say, wow, you really changed my mind.
Yeah, sure. I don't understand why there has to be this purest ideal of like, if you have sex and like it or feel any sexual attraction ever,
mm-hmm.
like you are not asexual and you are not.
And if we're going to follow that logic, there's a way that I, as an arrow ace who does not do the date and does not do the sex and has only done the kiss in the context of the theater, there's a universe in which I could say, well, actually, I'm the ideal. And anyone who's asexual but is not aromantic is not gold star, because to be a proper actual gold star, you have to be both. Like, there's a world in which I could make that argument too. So my question to them would be like, okay, well, so you accept the split model, but you still separate yourself from the more specific like micro labels, and you think you're better than, like, it seems so strange to me that they, like, accept certain aspects of the ASPEC community, but not others.
Yeah. And looking through the Reddit, it seems like some of the posts talking about, like, why they left the broader, like, r/asexuality is feeling confused about how people could be asexual and have sex.
So they just didn't bother to do any further research.
I suppose.
So they felt confused and ran away.
In a certain way, I can understand that, of like not being able to relate to that experience. But yes, I don't think that leaving is necessarily like the correct avenue to take. That's because you're not able to relate to the other people's feelings.
That's like saying I left the realm of progressive politics because there were black people that talked about the racism they face, and I can't relate to that, so I left.
Yeah.
Like, that's, you know? Or, like, there were people talking about how abortion bans are affecting them, and that doesn't affect me as an ace who doesn't have sex. So I'm leaving. Like, what?
Yeah. There's also other people saying that they left because as like a sex averse or repulsed person, they felt very isolated because a lot of the talk, I guess, in that Reddit, which I haven't seen, I haven't felt like it was like an overwhelming presence in that Reddit, but just of people that were not sex averse or repulsed talking about their lives, whatever. So I would be curious to understand your perspective on that.
Yeah, I can totally see wanting to have a space where like the sex averse, the sex repulsed aces hang out.
Yeah.
Where it's like any talk of certain things is, there's another place for that. Like, this is not the subreddit for that. But to call it actually asexual and to start being exclusive in that way is a problem. There's no problem in my mind of having that smaller community. The problem is the context in which it is situated and presented to the rest of the world.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the way these people think about themselves in comparison to other asexuals.
Yeah, I totally agree. Because, yeah, I can absolutely understand, especially if you're sex repulsed and then you go into a Reddit. And granted, things are tagged. Like, things are very well tagged in these Reddits. Like, it should be relatively easy to avoid sexually explicit content if everything goes correctly.
Yeah.
But I totally understand just not wanting to see that or deal with that.
Yeah.
And, you know, if that's just, like, not your jam. But, yes, you're right. Like, there is a very, like, aggressive tone to being, like, we're actual asexuals.
And it's a – I can't think of the word. It's a very hoity-toity, I'm better than you, superior – it's a superiority thing that you're handing to yourself to make yourself feel better. I don't know if maybe – these people feel like they've been ostracized by the broader community. And so if they look at themselves and say, I'm superior to these other people who identify as A-spec, who do have sex, like that gives them a sense of superiority that they failed to get in other places because people look down upon them for their asexuality. I don't know.
Yeah. It definitely feels like an internalized aphobia vibe.
Yeah.
Also, the rules for this subreddit add a whole kind of other layer to this. So, first of all, one of the rules is no, quote, aces can like sex rebuttals. So they will not be having that conversation in this Reddit.
Okay.
Blur out usernames for, quote, ace cringe posts, which to me means that they are posting, like, cross-posting things from the other asexuality Reddit that they are cringing at and they do not like.
I mean, at least they're blurring things out, but
yes,
still,
they don't want this sub to be seen as one that promotes attacking people. So,
but by its very nature, you're saying you're superior.
Yes.
How is that not
one? In the another rule is no garlic bread, dragons, or Denmark memes. These unfunny memes are all over the subs. If you want them, go there, not here.
But cake is allowed.
Yeah, I guess. Which is very interesting because I know that there is absolutely a subset of the A-spec community that does not like those memes. And there's a variety of different reasons. Some of them I think are totally valid.
I think sometimes it's just overdone.
Sometimes it's overdone. I've heard from some people that like it can seem very like infantilizing, which is like an issue we already have. I've heard black folks say that like this seems like very like a lot of things pulled from white culture and I like have nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
So, like, valid arguments from other people, but this just seems to be them being like, I hate that.
Yeah, which is whoever started this is just like, I have a vendetta against these things. Cake memes are fine, but garlic bread, dragons, and Denmark, that's so rude to the country of Denmark.
I know. We knew that whole thing is a situation in a bit. Like, everyone should be stopping the Denmark one.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. For context, the Denmark one is that, like, oh, A-specs should band together and take over Denmark. But I'm really against imperialism and colonialism generally. So I think let's maybe not take over Denmark is my personal preference.
Perhaps. Oh, they also, someone wants a new flag for just the actual asexuals.
Oh, my God.
So.
It's like when in, like, the gay community, they were like, we need a specific flag for bears and a specific flag for otters. And it's like, you know what? You do you, boo. But I'm not going to remember all of them.
I mean, it's so hard to keep track.
Like, as an arrow ace, I already have three myself.
True. Like, it's, yeah.
It's too much. My one note that I had when Kayla suggested this topic was, If we're going to accept the premise that you can be like a gold star ace or a gold star gay, I love the idea that you could also be a gold star straight. Like, if you are a woman, Are you laughing at me or are you laughing at your phone?
I'm laughing at you. That's funny.
But it was delayed because you were looking at your phone.
I'm just searching. I'm looking at sad Reddit.
I know.
Continue. I'm paying attention now.
But I love the idea that you could be like a gold star straight because like, yes. Okay, say you're a woman. If you kissed your female friend at a college party because your boyfriend thought it would be hot, like you would think like, yeah. Oh, that's in service of your straightness. But no, you're tainted. Mm. You've kissed a woman. You're not a gold star straight.
Silver, maybe.
Maybe.
That's funny.
Can a woman even be a gold star straight? Because women, when they're babies, all babies, touch boobs.
Okay, Sarah. now this is a whole other thing.
I'm just saying that's how absurd it is. Like these arguments. If you want to follow them to their natural conclusions, you'll end up with absolutely absurd shenanigans like that.
That's well, okay, but if no, because then if we're gonna go there, never mind.
Breastfeeding is not sexual. I'd like to just be clear.
Thank you. It just reminds me of people like coming out as straight, which I think is hilarious. Mm. I recently watched the movie Theater Camp, which is very, very good.
It is. I watched it on a plane.
Good plane movie. And one of the children at the theater camp at the end, like, comes out as straight to his dads. And they're like, it's okay, you can play football.
Yeah.
And it's just very, I find those jokes very funny.
At work, I read a script recently where one of the characters was straight, but everyone thinks he's gay. Mm-hmm. And, like, they kept being like, oh, like, it's okay. Like, you can, like, you know. And he's like, no, like, I'm literally straight.
I'm literally straight.
Like, and then he was, like, trying to be more, like, quote-unquote masculine. And the people were like, what are you doing? Like,
sir, please.
And it's just like, look, maybe you're a little bit of an effeminate straight man. That's fine.
Preferable even, perhaps.
I have a friend who has told me, who is unfortunately straight, and has told me that her type is men who are slightly effeminate. So.
Same, probably. I was just talking, Dean and I were talking about, he was saying that we were a straight couple, and I was like, no, we're not. We're a straight passing couple, and we were having a whole conversation about it. And we were just talking about how, like, me being bi, like, affects our relationship, and he was like, well, yeah, like, part of it means that you don't need me to be, like, some super macho, like, masculine man. And in my head, I was like, yeah, I mean, like, the more, like, a woman you are, it's almost better. Like, yeah, the more manly you are, the worse it is, I fear. Yeah.
I mean, my sister-in-law is bisexual, and the first woman she dated, she married.
So. Well, there you go. I love that.
There's that.
When you know, you know.
Or oftentimes you hear, like, bisexuals or pansexuals or people who just have, who are queer and experience a many attraction to a many.
Yeah.
They refer to their attraction to men as, like, unfortunate.
Yeah.
They're like, unfortunately, I am attracted to men. I, you know what? I also hear straight women say that, though, too.
I think it's maybe a universal situation for anyone attracted to men. Yeah. I've even heard gay men say that. Yeah. So.
Men, be better. Men?
Explain yourselves.
In the wise words of Melania Trump, be best.
Be best. Me saying that really makes me sound like I'm just a lesbian.
It's giving Renee rap.
It's giving Renee rap. I promise I'm not, that I'm aware of. Pretty sure I'm not. Anyway.
Only time will tell.
Only time, I guess, but I'm pretty confident on this one. Anyway.
I recently found out that someone who I know, who, like, is, in my mind, the gayest of gays, used to be married to a man.
Oh.
And I was like, I'm sorry, what?
Are you sure?
Huh? But they're still friends.
That's lovely.
It was a COVID realization. And then also, like, I'm a little bit non-binary also. And the husband was super chill with the non-binary thing and was like, I'm still like, you know, we can still. But then the person was like, unfortunately, I have also realized
I am
not attracted to men.
So sorry.
And now they have a really hot girlfriend. So it's great.
Wins all around. Anyway, back to stupid people. I found another post in this unfortunate Reddit of a screenshot of, I think, is a Facebook group called Not Like Other Aces, Non-Repulsed Aces After Dark. And none of the description sounds, like, bad to me. So it says...
The title is giving pick me, though. I don't...
No, the title is unfortunate, for sure. But, yeah. So it's an 18-plus safe space for aces who are generally non-repulsed / negative to share freely about their experiences without harming their repulsed comrades or being invalidated for their preferences. I think that's nice. Trigger anyone.
I think we can have a group session to brainstorm a new
title.
Name for the group. But other than that, I think you're doing great.
But it says aces who are personally repulsed but socially positive or indifferent are likewise welcomed. It's a place welcome for anyone 18 plus on the ace spectrum who's sex positive or sex favorable to share stories, memes, drawings, writing, kink, anything else of a more sexual nature that sets you apart from the abstinence or celibate stereotypes of the asexual community. But like to me, other than the name, that seems like,
what we were talking about.
Like, having a smaller space for like people that are similar to you completely makes sense. Like you want to share your experiences. But the people that are up in this Reddit are upset because they're like, you're already 75% of the community. Why do you need to
upset about a private Facebook group?
It's literally private. It says private group. And they're like, you're making things actively unsafe for the rest of us. It's a private group.
Also, the whole point of the group is not just to have a community for these people to talk about things, but to make sure that they're not making other aspects uncomfortable in broader group spaces. It's not just like a selfish thing. Like, I think in a lot of ways it is a very thoughtful and considerate way to go about your business.
Yeah,
and they're like, how dare you be considerate of me?
Well, because they also seem to be upset that like the group exists at all and that like people are sectioning off, but it's like, I feel like you started it. Like,
what do you mean you're upset that people are sectioning off? Excuse me, mix actually asexual. Yeah.
I think some of the upsetness is that these people are saying that they like aren't like other aces, and the actual asexuals are like, you're the majority, like, don't act like you're the special one. And it's like, why are I get that. I do get that, but it's also like, why are we fighting about who gets to be the minority? Like, is that really the fight we want to have?
Oppression Olympics, hello. But also, I think although sex-averse, sex-repulsed asexuals might be, or people who would be considered, quote, gold star aces, although they may be in the minority numerically, that is, for people on the outside, that is how they perceive asexuals.
Yeah.
And so, as much as I don't like how the title of that group sounds really pick me, it is getting to a deeper point, which is that we're trying to prove to people outside of the community that we are not what you think we are. We are more diverse, and we are more, there's more to us than what you just think or expect. And so you do have to use that kind of language and that kind of terminology to push back. And I understand that, like, this is meant to be an in-group. Like, it's not necessarily meant to be outward-facing. So, like, you don't necessarily need to do that there. But I think it's ignorant to be like, well, you're 75% of the community, so, like, you shouldn't even be saying that. But it's like, maybe they are 75% of the community, but people on the outside think they're 0% of the community. So
yeah, for sure.
Are we gonna dispel that incorrect stereotype, or are we just gonna let it go?
Yeah.
I mean, they would probably like people to let it go because they would like it to be true, but it's not.
Yeah. They also seem very offended by the description saying, like, away from the celibate or whatever stereotypes. And they're like, oh, they're calling us a stereotype. And it was like, no one said that that was you. You just happened to be celibate.
Yeah.
But like, that doesn't.
It's like, you know,
they weren't saying that to you specifically.
You know that tweet that's like, I hate Twitter because you say something like, I like waffles, and then people will be in your replies being like, why do you hate pancakes? And it's like, bitch, I didn't say that.
I didn't
say that.
That's
what this feels
like.
No,
it really is. It's very frustrating. And I do think, I don't even know if that's true. I wanted to say that, like, maybe some of it could be solved with language, because I do know, and like, we've talked about this before, it's difficult calling it the asexual community when asexual is also one of the identities, mm-hmm. but does not, like,
yeah,
clearly describe everyone.
That would be like calling all rectangles squares. Not all rectangles are squares. All squares are rectangles, but it doesn't go the other way. But that would be like referring to all rectangles as if they are squares.
Right. So, like, I don't know if that would make this better, if there was like a better name for the wider community, like just calling it the A-spec community mm-hmm. would like make it better, so that they didn't have to you don't have to like share a name with your identity and the community.
Right.
But like, I don't know that that would fix it, because it doesn't seem like people who think this way think that like someone like me should be in the community at all.
They don't want a bigger, broader tent. They want a smaller tent. And they want to be exclusionary, which is kind of against the whole shtick of the A-spec community.
Yeah. And it just, like, on one hand, I understand, not fully being able to relate, like, a sex-repulsed person who has never had sex, never going to have sex, not fully being able to relate to an asexual person who's sex-positive and does it all the time. But there are still so many common experiences that it benefits you to be in community together.
Yeah. And to have conversations together and talk about your different experiences and how you reacted to them and how you dealt with them. And if they want to talk about more like specific explicit things about sex, they can go to that other private Facebook group, which is why they made it.
Yeah. Like, I, like, you know, we have this podcast, right? Like, you are technically a gold star asexual. I am a demisexual person, right? And we still have like 299 things that we can talk to each other about.
Right.
Like,
and the things that do differ just lead to interesting conversations.
Right. Like, I just, like, yes, the identities are different, but I just, it just doesn't make sense to me that it would benefit you to section yourself off when, like, even in this Reddit, you know, on the posts, aside from complaining about other ace people, so many of them are the same topics of like, oh, this aloe person said this really shitty thing to me, or like, I had this experience coming to my realization of being ace. Like, so much of it is just the same content. And it's just like,
because get this, we're all under the same umbrella.
Yeah. Amazing.
Can you imagine?
I can't.
I think it's those same types of people who only want to be in groups with people who are like them. I mean, you see those everywhere. You see that with fucking white people who are afraid of anyone who's not white, and so they only want to be in their insular communities. You see that with people of all sorts of types of identities. And sometimes it can be good to have those communities to maintain certain cultures and that sort of thing. In the context of white people, rarely good, I would argue. But, you know, I think if your mindset is to isolate yourself from anyone who's different from you, well, fuck, you're on the wrong planet then. Like, I don't know what to tell
you. No, true.
Especially like, if you live in the United States, good fucking luck, dude.
Yeah, brother. No, there is, like, of course there are benefits to being around people that are similar to you, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you can commiserate together, you can understand each other easily, it can be comforting, whatever. But yeah, you're never going to get anywhere if you don't leave that circle and interact.
Yeah, if you're exclusionary to anyone who does not have the exact same experience as you.
Yeah.
It doesn't get you anywhere.
That's, you're not going to learn anything, you're not going to, nothing is going to happen.
You will become a hateful person. And that
may
feel invigorating in the moment.
But yeah, but it's not gonna
long term. I don't know. I don't know what it's gonna do for you.
Probably nothing good. I just don't get it.
I get it. I just hate it.
No, yeah, I do. Like, I understand the train of logic that they have taken.
Mm-hmm.
I understand how you would arrive there.
Yeah.
I just cannot relate
to that experience. I think that train is headed to a decrepit station in the middle of nowhere where you can't access anything else. So I personally wouldn't want to get on that train.
It just feels like further isolating to me because then you're cutting yourself off from any community, any organization. Like, you've lost Aven, the biggest organization. You've lost
literally anyone except for that subreddit and like maybe one or two other groups.
Yeah. Like, you've lost large organizations. You've lost like the people you could follow on TikTok. You've lost this podcast. What a great loss to you. Yeah. I mean, where do you have to turn?
I mean, you've become completely self-isolationist. And then if you're going to complain about feeling isolated in your experience, I mean, that's in large part your fault. So there are people that share this experience with you and want to talk to you about it and want to have these conversations. And you're telling them no because you think you're better than them. So if that causes you to feel isolated, tough luck, numbnuts.
Get them.
That's all I have to say on the matter.
I really hope they don't come for us.
Do you think they'll be mad that I called them numbnuts?
I think that there's probably more that they were mad about. Like, I don't think that helped for sure, but like, I think they were probably already mad.
I don't know why they would be here, but if they are here, to you I say, have you considered talking to someone who's not exactly like you? It can be illuminating. Secondly, if there are people who got this far into the episode, just like hate listening, we have enough followers who will fight them on our behalf. We don't need to do it ourselves.
That's actually so true. I just feel like there needs... That's not even true. Like, I was going to say there needs to be more education about like the actual definition of asexuality so people can understand that having sexual attraction sometimes and like having sex any amount of times, like, is a valid expression of that. But like, that information is already out there.
There will always be people who are willfully misinformed, who just live in their bubble and believe what they want to believe. And that is an aspect of humanity that we cannot get rid of. And that sucks because it makes life harder in literally everything. Have you looked at American US politics recently?
Bad. Yeah.
Absolutely rancid. But, I mean, that's... to be human is to be a lot of things, and that's one of them, baby!
I suppose. It just also, like... because then you know people that think that also are not going to be ready to have the conversation of, like, having trauma can cause you to be asexual. Or, like, you could just be asexual for a time in your life and then not be anymore. Like, that...
yeah.
Those are, like, deeper and much more complicated situations that, like, those people are not ready to have that conversation. Which is upsetting, because then you're isolating even more people.
Right. And to me, the thing that's most kind of upsetting or frustrating about this whole thing is that the people who identify with this actually asexual group will go on to miseducate others.
Yeah.
And be a voice and to stand up as someone who's like a part of this community and then spew rhetoric that I just think is wrong. And I don't want those people to become the face of our community. And so, you know, that's why you got to try and intercept it when you can by sending them this podcast, because that'll do the trick.
I just don't think so. But yeah, it is unfortunate.
Yep.
Yep.
Anything else?
Just that, for those of you not in that group, remember that you are valid in your asexuality, no matter what these people are saying. And if you have sex sometimes or all the fucking time, or if you feel sexual attraction sometimes, or if you were not asexual once and then something traumatic happened and now you are, or you feel like maybe one day you will no longer be asexual, mm-hmm. that is all fine. And you are part of this community and you belong here.
All of you, come here.
I love you.
I got a gold star. I'm going to stick it on your forehead. Get close. Okay. I got it.
I'm here. I got Give me.
Sticker.
Thank you.
And if you are like me, what would technically be considered a gold star asexual or a gold star aromantic or a gold star aro ace, I would like to remind you that we suck. And we are the worst.
Preach.
And we have to accept that. We have to be humble about that.
Sure. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
And what could be more humble about that than bragging about how we must
about
be humble?
How humble you are. Yeah. Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely.
We all deserve a prize. Anyway, and by we all, I mean everyone in the community, to be clear.
No, just Sarah.
Like a little bouncy ball for everyone.
Yeah.
All right. Kayla, what's our poll for this week?
Oh.
What color bouncy ball would you like for your prize?
What prize would you pick? I had a dentist when I was a kid that had just like a prize chest. Like you were a pirate when you were done.
Or like
dentist.
Or like those so things fun. Where you put in a quarter and you get like a little thing.
A gachapon.
Yeah, you open it up and you're like, I got one of those sticky hands that you throw at the wall and then within 30 seconds gets covered in
Gross.
Shit.
Yes. I get just thoughts on gold star asexuality.
I think we should come up with an alternate star system that you just apply to yourself.
Oh, okay.
Like, you're just like, I identify with being a purple star ace because, and you know, whatever purple star means that, like, has no actual value attached to it. It's just, like, a identifier. Yeah. So if anyone has any ideas about that.
It's kind of like, what if you were a mermaid, like, what color would your tail be?
Yeah.
One time I asked Dean that, and he said army green.
Army green?
He sucks.
He's such a man.
A boy. He's a boy. I want to see if he's awake right now. Dean? He's not responding.
Damn.
He can't defend himself.
I mean, my computer case is probably roughly that color.
Yes? Come here. He goes, did you call on me? I want you to, this is live. The mic is hot. I'd like you to defend yourself choosing army green as your mermaid tail color.
It was a joke.
It wasn't. He said it was a joke, but it wasn't.
It was a joke.
Okay, then if it was a joke, what color would it be?
So Sarah wants to know what color would it be if that was a joke. Pick a color. Oh, okay. Monochrome vibes.
I didn't hear it. What was it?
Orange like his hair.
Okay. You must be a Weasley.
Or blue, like a royal blue. Okay.
Great talk.
Goodbye. I'm not convinced it was a joke. I'm really not.
Kayla, what color would your tail be?
I think it would be like a holographic purple.
I can see that.
Thank you.
I'm struggling with mine because I think if it's something that you choose as like a child, I definitely would have picked...
It's teal.
Like an aqua yeah. blue.
But then you would blend right into the ocean, and you would just look like a torso.
I would just be a torso. But and also, that's my biggest worry. I think blue is such an easy answer. Like...
Yeah.
And also, my problem is I have strong opinions about clashing blues.
Yeah.
I understand that all blues are blue, but I don't think... like a light blue or an aqua blue and like a navy blue, I don't think they look good together. Like, I think they clash. And
so then you would clash with the ocean.
I wouldn't be able to wear anything that was any other flavor of blue.
Your seashell bra could not be blue.
Right. And I have blue eyes, but depending on the color of my tail, like if it's the wrong color of blue, it might make my eyes look like
gray or green
or something.
I don't think you can pick blue. I don't think your tail can be blue, is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, but I don't know what other color I would pick. I need to think about this more.
Okay, secondary poll, what color would your mermaid tail be?
Tertiary poll, what color should my mermaid
what
tail
color
be?
Should... Yeah, please
I'm Sarah,
know.
For those of you who don't know us by voice. I'm very pale, okay?
And Weasel, I know you're not photoshopping all that much anymore, I think, but Weasel, if you find a spare moment, I know you're busy.
Weasel's busy.
But a Photoshop of us as mermaids would go down real smooth right now.
We go really great. Anyway, yeah. Great. Those are our polls. You can... Kayla, what is your beef and your juice for this week?
My beef is that I'm on my period and it sucks. And my periods in the last, dude, like 2 years maybe, I've been getting a lot of like hip flexor cramps, which isn't fun. Mm. And I Googled that.
You gotta stretch those bad boys.
And the internet... See, the problem with stretching it is it makes it worse.
Oh.
And the internet said endometriosis. And I said... Cool. I don't want to look at that right now. And I closed the tab. Mm. And I said, that's none of my business. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's been cool.
Remarkable.
Thank you.
I was the Virgin Mary for a week. So.
Same. Yeah. Sarah and I were both late. So.
And I, that's the thing. That's the thing about being a gold star ace.
Okay.
When your period is significantly late, you're like,
the Virgin
Mary. I guess
Mary.
The only conclusion is that I'm the Virgin Mary.
Jesus Christ is coming once again.
Once again, evangelicals would hate me. It wouldn't go well.
Yeah. My juice is the Brit Smith version of Karma's a Bitch. It is the superior version. And because it exists, I can now add the song to my Stuck in My Head playlist without adding the bad version of it.
Mm.
My other juice My other juice is Chapel Roan. What a slay.
That's one of my juices is the song Good Luck Babe by Chapel Roan.
Yeah.
Has been living rent free in my mind for days. Mm-hmm. It's like crack. I don't
Chapel Roan's
how to explain it.
Chapel Roan's just whole discography plus Sabrina Carpenter's Espresso have just been looping.
Mm.
I feel like a hamster is going in there.
I listened to Chapel Roan's most recent album, and there are a couple songs I like, but it's not the full total vibe is not totally my thing.
Yeah.
But the songs that I do like are like drugs to me.
For me, it is Midwest Princess is a no skip album, which for me is extremely rare.
Yeah. Wow.
But I love every single one of them.
I love that for you.
Thank you.
And I love
MK.
Good Luck, Babe. Also, Casual. Fucking bop.
My favorite is My Cake is Karma because I think it's very me.
I don't remember that one super strongly, but I also don't. Maybe I'll listen to it again and I'll let you know what my thoughts are.
Okay, thank you.
So that's my one juice. My other juice is porn writer extraordinaire Dalton King picking up my Adderall for me. And he is supposedly bringing it to me in the next 30 minutes.
Oh, I wish it was sooner. I wish he would come say hello. Dalton King.
He said like between 9 and 9:30 after he goes to the gym.
My favorite award-winning
favorite retired porn writer.
Award-winning retired porn writer Dalton King.
Award nominated. Award nominated.
I thought he won. Retired. I thought he won.
My beef is that Kayla's internet is cutting out. My other beef is being so sleepy at work when I can't eat. I had to have a Coca-Cola at work today, and I didn't want to have it because canned Coke is the most inferior type of Coke. Canned Cherry Coke is the most superior type of Cherry Coke, but canned Coke is the worst of the Cokes. And I didn't want to have it, but I had to because I was literally falling asleep at my desk. You can tell us about your beef,
so brave.
Your juice, your thoughts on Chapel Roan on our
your
social media.
Mermaid tail color.
Yes. Yes, please. And if anyone is going to say like rainbow, here's the thing. I think genetically rainbow is really rare. And so.
Okay. You can't say that. It's a mermaid, Sarah. You can't just invent mermaid genetics.
But I feel like so many people are going to be like, I want rainbow because I want to be rainbow. But, like, I feel like that's like having purple eyes, you know?
I feel like you're being the girl in the pool who's like, we can't all have the same mermaid tail color, which is the girl I was as a child. I will say that.
If everyone has a rainbow tail, it's not cool anymore.
But I have like a holographic tail, so is that allowed?
That's okay, because there are different colors of holographic tails. Mm-hmm. You're a little bit special. It's like a recessive trait.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Stupid. Anyway.
She's a mermaid geneticist, everyone.
You know me. I got those Punnett squares going. All right. Mm. You can tell us about your beef, your juice, your mermaid tail thoughts on our social media at SoundsFakePod. We also have a Patreon, patreon.com/SoundsFakePod. Our $5 patrons who are promoting this week are Morgan and Pink, Philip Rooker, Phoenix Elliott, Rebecca, and Rachel. I said that in the wrong order, but I said all of them, so great.
Thank you.
Our $10 patrons who are promoting this week are Barefoot Backpacker, who would like to promote the YouTube channel, R2W Barefoot, Song of Storm, who would like to promote a healthy work-life balance, never met her, and Val, who would like to promote Mermaid Tales. Mm-hmm. And our other, and also, we're going to keep going, Allison, who would like to promote Arden Greyberry Stirve and Stirve. And Ani, who would like to promote the importance of being kind to yourself and others, even if they have a basic ass mermaid tail color. Our other $10 patrons are Arknest, Benjamin Ibarra, Selena Dobson. Also, I feel like everyone has a blue tail.
I don't agree with that. I feel like I rarely hear that.
I don't know.
Okay.
It's Selena Dobson, David Harris, Derek and Carissa, Elbitter, Maya, Jeannie, Kayla's dad, Math, Martin, Giselle Parker, Purple Haze. Our $15 patrons are Ace, who would like to promote The Rital, Crystal Scherer, Andrew Hillam, who would like to promote The Invisible Spectrum Podcast, Dia Chappelle, who would like to promote the Twitch Toddy, Twitch Toddy, twitch.tv/Melody Dia. A Twitch Toddy is a winter drink.
Okay.
Hector Murillo, who would like to promote friends that are supportive, constructive, and help you grow as a better person. Nathaniel White, who would like to promote NathanielJWaitDesigns.com. Kayla Zantina, who would like to promote KateMaggotArt.com. And Chanel, who would like to promote accepting that everyone is different, and that's awesome. Our $20 dragonflies. Our $20 what? Patrons? Our $20 patrons are Dragonfly and my mom, who would like to promote Mermaid Punnett Squares. Thanks for listening. Tune in next Sunday for more of us in your ears.
Until then, take good care of your mer cows.
Oh, now if a cow was a mermaid,
would it be this way? I'm just imagining. So imagining it this way, right? And so then the udders are like on the tail.
Uh huh.
So
what if it's like a centaur?
Where would the tail be?
The setup is like a centaur, where like it's mostly tail, and then like cow head.
Not how centaurs are.
I gotta go.
It's not mostly horse and then a human. Wait, no, come back. Ew.
Are we done?